Is your life and goals aligned? Are your actions aligned to your goals, to your purpose? Do you have a purpose in life? What is it? In this episode of Mind at Work, we're going to explore this. Mind at Work, it's your podcast. Welcome to it. It's your podcast that explores the intersection of psychology, work, mental well-being, financial well-being, and physical well-being. In each episode, of course, we explore different subjects related to these topics. In today's subject, in today's episode, we're going to explore the relationship between your daily behaviors, your internal thinking, and your goals. How do they align? Are they aligned? Do you have purpose? We're going to see why you need to have a clear purpose, how to align this purpose with your life, and maybe the consequences of not doing that, and what are the consequences that will be on your life when you do this? Let's dive into it. First and foremost, why do you need a purpose? How do you get a purpose? When you are young, you wonder, what's my purpose in life? I heard about purpose in life. Don't worry much about it. Think simply, what do I like doing? What do I like to be? Where do I like to be? Where do I like to do what? You think of this, they'll give you hints. And then you look at, yes, if I'm what I want to be, will I like it? If you don't like it, you better change it now, because you will be it. Because whatever you consent of true, of whatever you consent of about yourself, accept as true, you can be it. So, whether it's good, whether it's bad, you can be it. So you need to be very careful in choosing what you consider as purpose. When you find it, there are a couple of things you go through before you really dive into it. Check and see if it's aligned with your ethics, your morals, your values. That means you need to clarify to yourself, what are these values? If you don't have values, you don't have morals, you can have some goals, really reach them, and be a miserable person who reached his or her goal. So, clarify yourself to you, what are your moral and what are your ethics and values. Then, when you have these goals, you look at them, do they align? If the answer is yes, that means you can go about it. Now, you have different ways to really do this. Before we go into the ways to do it, let's think a bit more about why you should do it. Why is this exercise important for you? Because if you don't have any clear goals, you just navigate in the world, you performing to realize the objectives of the other people. How do you live without having your own objective? I'm not saying you're not going to realize, you should not realize another one's objective. You should, because every one of us is realizing some in a way or another person's objective. Then that makes the world go round, because it's the sum of this contribution to the world that makes the entire world as one. But everyone should have its own part in it, its own purpose in it, its own really things that comes from himself as a contribution to it, and it makes him feel having a meaningful life. Don't, as I say, don't worry about, oh, is it something I will do all my life? No, things change. If you reach a certain point and you realize that this is not really place for me, you can still change it. So don't worry about making a mistake. The mistakes are part of it. Show me a person who has never made a mistake, and then I'll show you most probably someone who has never done anything. Because sometimes in reaching something valuable, you need the mistakes. Maybe the mistakes are part of your learning process to reach that thing. Imagine that you're doing something very important. You never made a mistake that, you know, you don't know how these things fails, and you reach the goal. Then you see something that's going wrong. You don't know that it happens. This is why you have some people who are successful, but they cannot really guide someone to it because they're not conscious of how you reach there. They can't teach it. They can transfer the knowledge because they don't really know how to get there. It was so simply success, and they reached there. So they may see it as just simple to get there. Because they didn't have the time to think of the possible failure, the possible things that may not work in the process, and so on. So beware of the fact that you think of yourself as going through. You're not going to look for failures. Of course, you're not going to look for failing. But if it happens, understand that it's most probably part of what you need to learn before you get your purpose, because you will get it. Whatever you consent to be true is the concept of yourself, and that concept of yourself is the expresses itself in your life, in your behaviors, in your what you have, what you do, what you think, and that's the concept of yourself. You can be more than what you are, and as they say, you can have an organization. The organization is as big as the head. You can have the organization that goes too big than the head. If it's give a big organization to someone with a small head, he's going to bring it down to his own level. You give it to someone who has an opening, you open it to make it wider. This is just simple, applicable to an organization or applicable to an individual. If your life is, if your thinking is small, you have small goals and you're going to achieve the small goals, and you have a small life, whereby it is open to you to have a big one, an open one, and achieve it. How do you do this? By thinking of what you want. Don't think of the past. The past is not what will determine the future. Today is determined by what happened yesterday. Tomorrow is determined by what is today. So think in terms of what you want, and it doesn't have to have real facts as basis to think of what you need to want. What you need to want, it should be independent of anything, because it doesn't need the realization of what you want. Doesn't need the past, doesn't need facts. It needs you to want it. You don't need to be a previous genius in mathematics to have excellent grades in mathematics this year. You don't need to be someone who is successful at all interviews to be recruited for the next position. You don't need to be someone who has always been promoted to have the next promotion. It is you conceiving it as true for you and conceiving it natural, and then you can go to the next. You can go to the next level. You can go for it. It's applicable to everything. The health. You've been unhealthy most of your life. It doesn't matter. If from now on you can conceive yourself of a healthy person, you can go about it. There are different techniques to go with it. But before we go to the techniques, let's know that we have the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the conscious mind is whatever we develop here consciously, and you can look, listening to people, you can see how much theories they have and how they talk about themselves and so on. And you see the contradiction, the opposition between what they say and what they do. Someone who thinks, for example, is or she is overweight, and you see the behaviors, you see they're totally in opposition with what the person wants. Why is this happening? Because most of the behavior are just subconscious, and the person, him or herself, doesn't know, cannot explain. You have an exam, and you, instead of studying for the exam, you would rather play. That's, you have an opposition. They're not aligned. how do you align your purpose, your observable behaviors, and your subconscious mind? Because when they are aligned, you manage to align your subconscious and your conscious and your objective, you are on the fast track to reach your goals. And these goals, of course, is supposed that you're supposed to have clarified them. Then you also supposed to have checked them against your values and your moral. Otherwise, you reach goals that will be reached, but you'll be miserable. So, now we know why we need a purpose. We also need to know how. We talked about the technique in a few minutes, how to do that, how to impress on the subconscious mind, because you can make a lot of development at the conscious level, but as long as they're not aligned with what you have the subconscious mind, you're going to have behaviors and results that are completely different to what you want. I've taken the example of someone who's overweight. You know that these behaviors you have are not good for what you want, but still you can't stop it. What to do? Go to your subconscious mind. If you manage to impress what you want on your subconscious mind, then the changes will be easy. The behaviors that will make you lose your weight, they will become easy. And then because your environment is you expressed. So it's applicable to earning something, it's applicable to being something, it's applicable to whatever is human things. Now, let's look at how do you impress the subconscious mind. How do you do this? You can impress the subconscious mind by different ways, but one of the most used and is used, let's say, by the athletes who see themselves performing, doing the performance they want to achieve and then do it in reality. Some experience have shown that practicing the visualization of a sport movement increase the actual performance of the movement. So two groups, one group practicing it really, another group not doing nothing and just relaxing and visualizing, one group doing nothing and one group doing visualization and practicing, and the visualization group have a better result than those who were not visualizing. So it is proven. Actually, you can prove by yourself by doing it yourself. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. See yourself performing this interview wonderfully, being successful. See yourself being congratulated for having this result, being recruited for this position. If you can imagine that and conceive it to be true, you will have it. The most difficult is to conceive it to be true, because most of the time it's easier for us to conceive something negative to be true. We imagine mostly negative things toward ourselves, and that's easy. That comes so easily, maybe by education, maybe by our human nature. The negative things are really easy to imagine on ourselves, but when it comes to the positive, we come with some reasoning and why it should not be. And most reasoning are based on the past, which on the past we've seen a lot of things that were not. Then we make the confusion between the probability and the possibility. The probability is most of the time this did not happen, but the possibility, that's the probability. The statistic based on the past. The possibility is that it is possible. It is possible for you to get this position. The probability, when you take out, you have 150 candidates and you are one person, the probability for you having it, all things being equal, is very low. But the possibility is you, by acting on some leverages, you can have it. And these leverages are numerous. Some people have different leverages. And the leverage I'm proposing you is to visualize yourself doing being successful at this, and doing this, you making your subconscious mind align with your conscious mind, align with your goal. And when all is aligned, there is no reason for you not to have it. It's easier to imagine that what we do has an impact on ourselves, but what we do has an impact on our environment. The relation is more difficult for some people to make, but imagine that it's you doing the interview and you based on which you are being selected or not selected. So if you understand that whatever is around you, it's you, you will see that acting on the subconscious, which will align your goal, what you wanted consciously, and the subconscious, when they are aligned to get what you want, it is a wonderful thing. Think again, possibility, probability, because most of the time your dreams are killed with the concept of possibility. Yes, everyone fails. 95% of this fail, 99% of this, and this probability, and this, these are there to kill your possibility, but you should not accept that. You should deny anything that's not in line with your goal, because the possibility is a potential that's there. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. There is even an opening. And even if there is no opening, do you want it? If you want it, you can always know that there is a possibility, and you are on possibilities, because if we don't believe in possibilities, there is no reason even to have this podcast. This podcast is here to tell you that there are possibilities, even though you may perceive that there are no. When you go by the statistics, you go by the probabilities, you see, no, there is no chance. I'm telling you, there are the possibilities, and we're leveraging what's possible to make the possibilities a reality. If there are potential, we're making real by acting on different leverages. Here, we're talking about how you act on your subconscious mind to align it with your conscious mind and to get to your results. This alignment is absolutely necessary, and it gives you motivation when you wake up in the morning. It motivates you. Things are easier, by the way. Things are easier when you take this person I was talking as just taking a, as example of the person, either the person who is sitting taking an interview or the person who is trying to lose weight. You take both of them. When there is an alignment, it's easy for them to take the actions that are necessary. It becomes very easy. You don't have the resistance. You don't even understand how you can do it. It becomes easy for you to do, and you reach it. But if you're trying to do it by force, this is a concept of work hard, work hard, work hard. This work hard will kill you. It won't get you anywhere. Look at it. People, the hardest workers are not the richest, they're not the most healthy, they're not on top of the society. So where do you find them? At the bottom. Why should you still just work hard? Work smart? Yes, this has been also promoted to tell people don't work hard, work smart. Yes, work smart, but smartness has limitations, because the smartness takes you in different direction. The smartness is just like a knife, it can cut even your own hands. This is why you need to put, when I talk about putting your values consistent with your values, when you put consistency with your values, then it won't become work smart, it's work with wisdom, which wisdom will tell you sometime you really need to be smart, sometimes you really need to work hard, sometimes there is no other thing but to really fasten your belt and do the and sweat. Sometimes you need a smart solution to get through it, and sometimes you need both. So the wisdom part becomes very important, instead of saying work smart, work hard, or and so on, walk with wisdom, then you can really be successful in this alignment we're looking for, in reaching the goals and enjoying them. If you don't do that, you need more effort. And if the change you're looking for toward your goal is just made by hard work, you won't have it inside you, and it will be suffering. You don't need that when you can have automation, because what comes from your subconscious mind, you don't even know how it happens, and it just happens. So that makes you in a soft side in reaching the goal. Why should you choose the hardest? Why should you choose what's not working? It's ignorance. Now, this podcast is here to tell you that at the intersection of psychology, work, mental health, physical health, and financial health, there are treasures. And these treasures are called, for example, alignment. When you understand that alignment and the action on the subconscious mind, you on the fast track for your success. And this is what I have for you for today. In conclusion, understand that you need to clarify your goal and given purpose. You need this goal to be aligned with your values and your moral and your ethics. You need to understand that whatever you consent to be true of yourself is the concept of yourself, and it makes your real life. You need to understand that your mind is, you have the conscious, which is a little one of what you can hear from people, and the subconscious, which is what you don't really see, but is the biggest part that make you do what you do, and you don't understand why you do it. By acting on it through visualization, you make yourself do things you don't understand why you do them, but they're taking you to your results. Some qualification of visualization is you have to see yourself being what you want to be already and doing what you want to do already, and be able to accept it as natural and true. Because if you cannot accept, because when you're visualizing, you're seeing yourself, oh, I'm lying to myself, no, this is not true, I cannot be recruited, no, I can't lose this weight, I've been having this since childhood. And so if this is what you are mixing to your visualization, you're just inconsistent, and this inconsistency is killing your visualization, is killing the way you impress your subconscious mind. And if it is you're impressing it with confusion, don't be surprised that you're not getting the result you want. The only person to blame, it's you, not your neighbor, not the director, not the whoever. It's you to blame, not the client, not whoever. It's you to blame. So what you need is discipline in your thoughts. Thank you.